Hey, besties. This is That's Just My Opinion with your host, Marlene. Let's get started. Woo! Hello, everyone. Today we are here at Bonita Sin Limite de Golondrinas. And we're doing a little live episode with everyone that wants to join. And we're pretty much just asking everyone who inspires you, who makes you a chingona, who makes you, you know, the best you on your best days. And today we have, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is AB, and I am so excited to be here.
Yay! Okay, AB, tell us a little bit about who you are.
So my name is AB. I grew up here in Laredo, Texas,
period,
which is where we are. At a beautiful, sunny Saturday. And we're just here having so much fun. I lived in New York for 5 years, but I came back 2 years ago. So coming back to Laredo was a bit of a homecoming, but I've been loving everything I've been seeing, all the creatives doing their thing. And
so much change.
Yeah, so much change, but change is good. It expands us.
So much change has been
happening.
It causes
us to grow. It's really exciting.
It is. So we're talking today about chingonas.
Okay.
Who makes you a chingona?
My whole life, I've always respected women, and you know, I grew up with a single mom, so I had that kind of exposure to a strong woman,
okay,
right?
Yes.
Very early on in my life. But I will say, it started as my mom being the woman that inspires me to be chingona, always encouraging, always telling me that there are no limits. You know, you can do whatever you want. You can be whoever you want. But as I grew up, I actually, and it's going to sound like a little like cheesy or whatever, but I make myself feel the most chingona.
Period.
And that did not come like overnight. It definitely was not me growing up. But I will say that once you have the desire to become that person for yourself, the rest falls into place, and it just happens that way. And I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds so out of reach, but me, AB Martinez, 27 years old, is telling you right now on this podcast that you can become your own chingona.
And I feel like it's such a sensitive subject. I'm not going to lie. Like, whenever I talk about it, I always feel like a little bit emotional, because whenever people see me, they always see like this confident person that like has a podcast and talks to all of these different people. And like, I was not always like this, you know, like it really takes a lot of, like you said, willpower. It takes
Absolutely.
A lot of just putting in the work. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people just think that you're like just born with the confidence.
If only it was that easy, right?
Right?
I think we'd all be superstars. We all are superstars, but you really have to do some work, some inner work, some outer work. Really get yourself, your mind right, your heart right, your spirit right. And, you know, that doesn't happen all at once. There are so many different experiences in this existence that we go through every day as humans. Every day is a different day. But what I like to do is I like to wake up in the morning and meditate. And carving out time for yourself is a surefire way to get you to be your own chingona. So
what are a couple of things that you said? You said you like waking up and meditating. What are other things that make you feel chingona whenever you're just not feeling chingona?
You know, and it's so funny you're asking me that question, because that's been something I've been seeing on Instagram and everywhere. You know, sometimes you have to fake it. And
fake it till you make it.
Always fake it till you make it. And I promise you, your body, your subconscious does not know the difference. So as you fake it, right, as you exude like what you want to be, like your most ideal self, your subconscious catches up eventually.
Yes, it's
and
like
when the two meet, you become Rihanna, basically. Bigger than
you
Rihanna.
You become a billionaire. That's it.
And you know, again, like it's very easy for us to sit here and talk about it, but someone watching this or listening to this podcast has been probably debating on making some changes in their life. And it's scary because we get comfortable and we get very like happy in our comfort zone. It's the best place to be, right? Because nothing can hurt you in your comfort zone. But I'm telling you, there's something on the other side of that goal you have, that dream you have, that scary first step that you have to take. Like, just do it. And if it doesn't work out, then you know what? You gave it a shot,
and
that's
learned.
A victory in itself.
And you learned.
People are always learning.
People always feel like, well, if I risk it, what if I fail? But you're not failing.
Well, you know what? I used to be that person. What if this goes wrong? What if I get rejected? What if I don't? What if I fail, right? We always have that fear.
Yes.
But you have to ask yourself, every time you ask yourself that, what if it goes great? What if it goes amazing? What if it goes phenomenally? You owe yourself the benefit of the doubt. And just because you're scared to do it doesn't mean that someone
else
is.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, exactly. If you're passionate about something, it's worth pursuing. That's point blank, period.
So. Ooh, that part, AV, I really felt that one. I'm not going to lie.
I'm glad, just
being here, like, That's Just My Opinion podcast was literally a dream to me. And it came to me because my boyfriend, he has a podcast too. And I always saw him having so much fun. And I've always considered myself to be someone that likes talking to people. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I don't know if I want to be a therapist. I don't know if I want to be a psychiatrist. I don't know.
But it took exploring those
ideas.
Right?
No, I literally was like, maybe I should be a therapist. Or like, maybe I should. And wasn't like, my mom was like, Marlene, a ver, like, let's be honest, Marlene. You're not going to go to school that many years. Like, let's. And I was like, Mom, okay, you're right. But why are you being so loud?
Like, why? Right?
So then after that, I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe, like, I also have this other business that I take care of, like, dogs, right? And I love talking to people about, like, their dogs. But then I was like, you know what? This is not, like, entirely fulfilling.
It wasn't, yeah, it excited you.
Yes.
You love working with animals.
Yes.
But it wasn't your bread and your butter.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I got into the podcast world, and I actually got into the podcast world with one of my friends.
Amazing.
And then it didn't work out, like, as us being co-hosts. So I was like, okay, well, my dream is now, like, down the toilet. I mean, but we're here.
Hey, a pivot can be such a blessing in disguise.
I did. We did that.
You know what? Like, everything's connected. Everything has a reason. Rejection, I like to think, is protection. So if something doesn't work out,
I'm going to make that a shirt.
That person falls out of your life. That best friend you had your whole life growing up is a different person these days. Like, you know, protect your energy, boo. Like, your energy is everything. It's your most precious currency. And no one on this earth is worth sacrificing that energy or putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. If you're not having fun for 5 minutes, get the fuck out of there.
Period. Are you
sorry
having fun,
if I cursed?
AV?
I'm having the best time.
Period. For everyone that wants to know where we're at, again, we're at Bonita Sin Limites here in Golondrinas Park. We are having a really great time.
Yes.
Right?
Good vibe.
And thank you, AB, for being on here. Do you want to plug anything?
You know, I just love life, and I hope that everyone watching and hearing us has that the vibes are transferred to you all, and that you all are also
that you guys are getting all good energy from us.
Yes, and I would love a quick follow for my small business. It's called Dulce Maria. It's a vegan, gluten-free cookie dough line. So follow us on Instagram @eat Dulce Maria.
Period. Thank you, AB, for talking to me today.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
And hi.
Hi.
How are we doing today?
So good.
Okay. Well, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm America.
America.
AKA Champagne Venus.
Champagne. Just little plug. And America, what do you do?
I make spiritual candles.
Stop.
Yes.
I am sold. So today, well, we are still, because this is the same episode, we are still at Bonita Sin Limites here in Laredo, Texas. And we are talking about what makes you a chingona or who inspires you to be a chingona.
I think my babies inspire me
to
be a daddy. I've been doing candles for like 3 years.
Okay.
And in the process, I kind of like learned a lot of self-love, I guess, while making the candles. Because they're very witchy. Like,
yeah,
really
they are.
Witchy in the kitchen.
How did the making candles come to you?
I took a class one time with this like really witchy lady, and she was super witchy.
What is like witchy to you?
Spiritual.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm very witchy.
Are you into astrology too?
I love it. I love it all. I love being very spiritual. I love being very in tune with myself, with my energy around me. Just, you know, not giving out too much, because it happens to me a lot that I like empty myself out.
Geminis talk a lot.
Right?
You guys overshare.
I mean, I have a podcast.
You
for a reason.
That makes perfect sense, though. Like, do you know your big three?
So, I am a Gemini sun, and then I'm Aquarius moon.
Oh, my God.
And then my rising is Leo, actually.
I'm a Leo.
I know. Leo. That's why I'm like all over the place all the motherfucking time.
Taurus moon and Libra rising.
My Venus is actually in Gemini too.
Ooh, my boyfriend's a Gemini.
So Venus. I'm a Gemini. He's a Gemini.
Really?
Yeah. So my boyfriend is a Gemini and I'm a Gemini.
I fuck with Gemini.
Right?
You guys can talk my ears off.
I can. I literally can. And I will. I need to keep on telling me.
You guys make the best communicators.
I have to agree. Oh my God, stop. I'm going to start blushing. Okay, so America, have you always been into like zodiacs?
I have.
Like astrology?
Ever since I was a little girl.
Okay, what do you feel like you learned from it?
I like to look at the aspects and stuff. So like, if I'm having a bad day, I'll be like, okay, what the fuck is going on?
What is going on with these motherfucking planets?
What the fuck is going on with the planets?
What's going on right now? So we were talking about how or why you feel like a chingona. And then we were also asking what you do when you don't feel like a chingona. Mm. Like, what do you feel like is something that, like, for example, in my case, I like going hiking. I like being in tune with nature, and that makes me feel a little bit more, like, at peace.
Definitely.
What do you think works for you?
The beach makes me feel really, like, restored.
Like the water or just, like, going to the beach?
The sunbathing, the waves, like, combing your hair.
The sound.
Yes. It just, like, washes.
What do you do, like, maybe on any, like, daily routines? Nothing at all?
I like to do yoga, Pilates. I just got into weightlifting.
And how is that? It's a small girl. How do you feel about that?
It's kind of intense.
Yeah? Like, does it make you feel powerful?
It does. It really does.
Do you enjoy it?
Nothing makes me feel sexier than Pilates. Pilates makes me feel fucking strong.
Ah, that's good. I've never done Pilates before.
It's good for your core.
I've never done Pilates. I've done yoga. I've done weightlifting. I was in CrossFit for a little small amount of time.
You're a runner?
I don't run. I don't run. I have never been able to run.
CrossFit or cross-country?
CrossFit. Oh,
okay. That's super fun, CrossFit. Though.
It was. It was very entertaining, but routines have never been my forte. So, like, having to go every single day has always been, like, a pain for me. But in yoga, I enjoyed it a lot more. I feel like just the quietness. Because, I mean, you were talking about how Geminis are, you know, communicative as fuck.
Yeah.
My brain is always at, like, 1,000 miles per hour. Like, always, always, always. It's always going and going and going and going. And I'm thinking about this and I'm thinking about that. And it's just whenever I was in yoga, I didn't have to think, you know, like I just had to listen. So that was always very peaceful for me. Yeah. So I feel like that's something that really inspires me to be zen. Therefore, stay chingona.
For sure. Also, like when people are like unapologetically themselves, like that empowers me.
I love that.
I
love that.
Like that.
I feel like if you put in the work, we'll all be able to get there. It's a journey. It's a motherfucking journey. So
facts.
I know you'll get there, America.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on here with us today. And we'll go ahead and get our next guest.
Cool.
Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes. Ingrid.
Ingrid. How are you, Ingrid?
Or Moon Vixen.
Moon Vixen. Which one do you prefer?
Ingrid.
Ingrid?
Yeah.
Okay, so Ingrid, where are we today? Nido Bonita Sin Limite event. And today we're talking about what makes you a chingona or who inspires you to be a chingona. Do you have anyone in mind?
Yes, I do, actually.
Talk to me.
Recently, what's been inspiring me has been my friends, actually.
Okay.
Because they've all been on their boss bitch.
Period, you know? As they should.
And I don't know, it's just, it's very nice to surround yourself with girls that have goals and, you know, entrepreneurship.
Are you an entrepreneur? Do you have a small business?
No, actually, I do, but it's not really like selling bracelets or things like that. It's I teach roller skating.
Period. Yeah. That's still a small business. You don't have to sell a product to be a small business owner.
Yeah, I teach roller skating for anyone like that's interested.
That's cool. I'm actually looking for some roller skates. I'm not going to lie.
Ooh, good.
But I don't know. Well, I don't know where to buy them.
Oh, they have to be like online. Academy does not
have roller skates or anything like that. How did you start being a roller skate instructor?
I actually, during the pandemic, I started to get more, it was like a year before. Mm-hmm. But then during the pandemic, since we couldn't go anywhere, that's when I started to craft more.
Okay.
My tricks, trying to.
So you've always been a roller skater?
No, I skated when I was a little girl, but that was just like a kind of like going to a park kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a consistent thing.
I bet I would always fall on my ass, so I stopped.
Well, I could teach you.
Let's do it.
If you get some skates. Let's do it. I'm super down.
So today you're dressed really, really cute and really, really nice. I wanted to point that out. Today's event is actually like disco themed, so that's why, because I don't usually dress like this. Everyone's probably like, damn, you did your hair? Like, wow, you actually like got ready today? And I did for this event. Where do you get your inspiration for your outfits? Because you said that you always kind of dress
so
in the theme.
You know what? I like Cher a lot.
Ooh.
Like
love
her.
Do you feel like she's one of your role models?
Probably. Yeah, now that I think of it, yes.
What do you like about Cher?
She's so just herself, and then at the era that she had her little talk show, not a lot of women had like the balls to do what she was
anything.
Doing anything at all, actually. So she paved like a lot of ways for women to, you know, not be also performing on TV, not just men having talk shows.
Yep.
So I that's one thing I like about her, that she was like, fuck the patriarchy, basically.
Yeah, and she did her.
Yeah, and she still is with us here, so.
I know, and I love that.
She still dresses amazing. I want her wardrobe.
Maybe you will have it one day. You never know. Well, Ingrid, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the event.
Thank you so much.
And
you're
we'll
such
go
a queen.
On. Thank you. That's so nice of you.
I love what you're doing with your podcast.
Thank you.
It's really nice.
Thank you.
Mr. Grino.
Hello, guys. You guys didn't listen to the first part of this because we had technical difficulties, but we are back again, and we have Miss KP here.
Hello, everyone.
How are you feeling, KP? A little bit better? Second try?
Man, honestly.
A little drunker?
No, dude, just the same. I'm feeling the same.
Okay, well, today we're talking about chingonas. And we're talking about who makes you a chingona, what inspires you to be a chingona. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about what inspires you to be a chingona.
So what inspires me to be a chingona is, it's not like who, it's more of a what.
Okay.
And so like I told you, the first try, the first round.
First round.
Yeah. It's a lot of different things. So it would be like music, art, but most importantly for me, it's anime.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I was very surprised whenever I heard that, because I don't feel like... I mean, anime is an art.
Yes.
And it makes sense for it to inspire you or to make you feel like a badass in certain ways. But tell me what specifically makes you inspired by it.
So anime in itself is usually very beautiful. I love everything that goes into it. So it's usually like the composition of the music.
Yes.
And it's also just like the storylines, the way that the world is set up as well, like within the anime itself. And so sometimes I take a lot of inspiration even by like what they're wearing. One that I really love is Ghost in the Shell.
Okay.
So that one is it's kind of like, you know, like cyber gothish in its own way. Like things like that inspire me to kind of incorporate it into my fashion, or at least how I want to kind of put together outfits.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, I used to blog.
Okay.
I had a fashion blog for a while.
Okay.
I stopped doing it once I got into like my current career path, which is marketing and advertising.
Okay.
But I wish I would have stuck. I wish I would have stuck with the fashion blogging.
I mean, it's never too late, sis.
It isn't. And if you're a chingona,
like you are,
you jump back into it.
Exactly.
Period.
You just take a little, what is that called? Hiatus?
Yes.
I mean, that's what I did with this podcast. When
You're
was it? Last
lying.
Year. I kid you not. We stopped it for a couple of months. It was like maybe
me looking at the producer.
7 months. Yeah, everyone looking at Josh. For like maybe 6-7 months, I stopped. And I didn't create anything. Maybe it was a little bit less, but it was just like completely... Like, Instagram was not being, like, episodes were not being produced. They were not being uploaded. They were, like, it was just completely dead because I used to have a co-host. That's something that obviously new people that are meeting me don't know. But I used to have a co-host, and we had a fall through, and I pretty much saw, like, my dream
come apart.
Yeah, like yeah. I was like, okay, well, you know, like now I have to start from zero, and now I have to start with something else, and like,
it's
what
such
am I going to do with
though. It is a test for yourself, honestly, as a creative.
It was a very rough ride. Like it really, really was. Mm-hmm. But we came out on the other side, and I just feel so much more inspired, not only for like what I went through, yeah. but like the people around me making this like change. For some reason, this whole month, we've been talking a lot about change. Not yeah. because I bring it up, just like all my guests are always mm-hmm. like, and if you're afraid of change, and I was like,
me, I'm afraid
universe,
of change.
The universe is talking to me.
I'm fucking terrified of change.
But it's not necessarily bad. It doesn't have to be bad. No. Change can also be good, and change is always
very transformative.
Yes,
I think I went through the most change this like past year and a half. That's the most change I've experienced. It was terrifying. It was hurtful. It was a lot of things. You go fucking through the motions, man.
Yeah.
But like,
you gotta feel them yeah. all, though. You gotta feel them all to be able to appreciate it.
You have to climb the
mountain
to like stand on top of it and
yeah.
really
Ooh,
look back.
So Miley Cyrus, the climb shit, right here.
Yes.
Well. KP.
Yes, ma'am.
We rocked it.
Dude, thank God. Oh, my God. I was so nervous.
I just want to say you rocked it.
Thank
I just want
you.
To say I'm so happy to have you here, and I'm so happy that you shared a little part of your story.
No, thank you for having me here. Like I said, I think having a podcast it's truly terrifying. It is very scary. And putting your creativity out there is never easy. I mean, I know that firsthand, but something like this, it's a lot more personal.
Yeah.
Because it's you. Like, it's your face and
it's
opinions.
Hard,
yeah.
too.
It
Everyone,
is hard.
I have someone on her here right now, and she was also like, oh, my God. This is so much different than I thought it was going to be.
Yes.
And I was like,
me.
Yeah.
Fucking trembling. Me. So scary. Yeah.
Well, you rocked it, queen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Of course. And if you follow us on social media, what's your plug, KP?
My plug. It's at Carla Ferns on Instagram and at Carla Ferns on Twitter.
Period.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, KP.
Thank you, ma'am.
Here we are with another guest. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
My name is Antonino Flores Jr.
Okay.
Yep. I'm a personal trainer here at Bodify Functional Fitness.
Oh, period. How did you get into that?
Long story short, just something from a coach to another coach, and I just embraced it. After that, I was basically it. I just fell in love with it from then. Took out my kinesiology bachelor's, and that's it.
Do you feel like that's your calling?
It was my calling from the beginning.
I love that. I love that. So today we're talking about mujeres chingonas, right?
Yes.
Do you have any mujeres chingonas in your life?
My mom.
Do you want to talk a little bit about your mom?
My mom's name is Rosalinda Flores. She's from a big family.
Mm-hmm.
Just to cut it, my parents got divorced when I was 10 years old. From there, I grew up only with my mom.
Okay.
Sorry, just a little like...
It's completely fine. It's completely fine. At the end of the day, it doesn't necessarily have to be all happy. It just has to be a lesson. I'm pretty sure you learned. So talk to me about your mujer chingona.
Well, as soon as my parents got divorced, I stayed with my mom. I was only with my mom. Got raised by my mom from middle school to high school. Well, obviously I was still a kid and a teenager growing up, and I was being reckless, of course.
as we all are. We all get to that point.
Yeah.
But she just kept on working her butt off. And we were nowhere close to where I could say we're middle class. We were in the slums. There's been times where I've witnessed us almost being evicted. I've witnessed times where we're this close of, you know, not having a place to stay, where I told my mom, you know what, like, I'll continue doing my education. You know what, I'll continue doing whatever I possibly
working hard.
Can. Working hard, yeah.
Working hard, pulling through.
And you know what, like, I guess, like, she got that fuel from me. Like, she wanted me to finish all that. She wanted me to do all that. So, once again,
You guys did it. You guys powered through.
Powered through, and... You know what? At one point in high school, I went through a real bad slump to where I told her, you know what? I'll work for you, mom. I'll work for you. I got a part-time job. I worked graveyards mm-hmm. while I was in high school, my senior year, to pay for my cap and gown, to pay for my ring. Not a lot of my friends know this, so here going right here, like, it means a lot, you know.
I mean, it means a lot that you want to share your story with us.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, at that point, I just told her, like, I did this all for you, like, so you won't have to worry about it, so you could worry about, you know, getting your own car, because we got into a wreck. There's a long, long, long story.
Long I don't want to talk about that.
So at that point, you know, after I witnessed the eviction during high school, I got a job, and, you know, she kept on paying for me. She kept on paying for everything. She gave me food. She gave me a house to live
shelter,
in.
Shelter, education.
She gave me that education that I really wanted, that I really needed. And sure enough, I graduated, took out my certifications, did everything I possibly can. And now I told my mom, like, 2 years ago, you know what, stop paying for the rent. I got you.
Period.
At this point, like, I'm paying for her. She's living the lavish life. She's living the life that she still wants to work. She's a workaholic, and that's what I fucking love about her. Pardon my language.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's an explicit podcast. That's fine. You can talk about everything.
Yeah, by all means, she's a workaholic, so she's working as much as she wants to work. But I told her when
it's not a necessity anymore.
Whenever she's ready to stop working, just tell me, and by all means, I got her.
Well, your mom may be a mujer chingona, but sir, let me tell you that you're a chingon too.
I appreciate that.
So I am very happy that you were able to share your story with us today.
No, by all means.
And I feel inspired. So let me tell you one thing. You inspire mujeres chingonas too.
Nah. By all means, I appreciate it. I really do appreciate it, by all means. Females, y'all are the best.
Right?
Y'all continue working hard.
We are the superior gender. Period.
Y'all made me. Well, my mama made me, right? But she made me. By all means, you guys are superior.
What would you like to tell your mom chingona today?
I love you. And
grateful for everything that...
Honestly.
She pulled you through.
There's so much that I can tell her. There's so much I can tell her right now, but I just love her.
That's great. That's great. Just continue telling your mama that you love her, and believe me, that she'll know.
Well, I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that story today, and thank you for coming to this event. We are at Golondrinas, and we're having a great time.
All right.
Salud.
Salud. Thank you.
Hi, Michelle. Do you want to talk a little bit about you, what you do?
Yeah, for sure. What I do, I actually work for Budweiser, which is LNF here. Used to be the marketing manager. Now I'm actually in charge of all the craft beer here in Laredo.
Ooh.
So I just got promoted to that. So,
is that exciting?
Yes, it is. Now I deal more with like all the craft beer. I'm actually going to be starting to sell wine and spirits too to all the accounts here. So I have more on my plate now.
Do you feel a little overwhelmed sometimes, or do you feel like you're killing it?
I don't feel overwhelmed. Because not that many women are in this industry. Like,
true.
Yeah, when I first started with the company three years ago, I was like the fourth woman to work in the warehouse with a bunch of guys.
The hell of men.
Yes, it's a lot of guys.
Hello, testosterone.
Yes.
How did that make you feel at the beginning? Did you feel like intimidated?
Not at all, because I think I am a strong, powerful woman, especially being here at this Women's Month event.
So, Bonita Sin Limites here at Golondrinas happening.
Yes. So now I actually have more women on my team, which is like fucking badass, because I'm like, I have Shayna, I have another girl on my team. So now we have more women working with us in a male dominant industry.
How do you feel like that has benefited LNF?
I think a lot, actually, because a lot of people rather talk to a woman than a man. So I don't know, for some reason, right? Yeah.
I guess we're just more welcoming.
I think also because of my personality.
Oh.
Yeah, because I could go somewhere and just talk to somebody that I never met. And they're like, did you even know them? I was like, no.
And just be on a podcast.
Yeah. No, I don't. Shit. Just like right now.
So tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing here at the event.
We came to sponsor Val. We're actually very involved in the community here. Like pretty much any event we're at. If they want us to be there, I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yeah, like tomorrow we have a 5K downtown in the morning.
Ooh.
Yes.
Are you ready?
No.
Are you going to run?
Fuck no, I'm not going to run. I'm be there drinking a Bud Light next. That's for sure.
I'm sorry, I'm like pulling your head.
No, it's all good.
Okay, so how long have you been working with Val?
I actually went to high school with Val.
Oh, yeah. What high school did you go to?
We went to United.
United? You're a United girl?
Yes, I am.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel prouder?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I love my high school that I went to.
I didn't go to high school here in Laredo,
no?
So I'm
where
not.
Where are you from?
So I'm originally from Chicago, and then I moved to Monterrey, and then I moved to Laredo in 2016.
Yeah, Chicago's on my bucket list to visit.
It's an amazing place to visit. It's an amazing city. There's so much to do. If you're not a big fan of the cold, I would recommend for you to go in the summer, and there's way more to do.
Okay, I just want to go and take a picture with the bean like that.
Oh, yeah, with the bean.
That's it. And go to the Sears Tower.
During COVID, it was really nice because no one was there.
Oh, so yeah, she
like
got
it was empty. It was empty. Downtown was empty all the time.
Take an epic picture with nobody.
Yes, it was fun as hell. Well, Michelle, who inspires you to be a chingona?
My
who
family.
Who or what?
I come from a powerful woman family. My mom raised me. My grandma raised me. My sister. My sister also is... I have four nieces, so I'm always surrounded by women.
That's great. That's great. And how do you feel like that has changed your life, like being a chingona? Have you ever felt like not a chingona?
I guess like some points when like somebody's always telling me something, but then that's when my chingona comes in. Like, wait, what the fuck did you just tell me?
What the fuck are you talking about right now?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, all the guys I work with, they know not to fuck with me because I'm the last one they want to fuck with.
Ooh, that part.
Yeah, because when they can't get shit done, they have to come to me. And I'm like, no, like, okay, why didn't you?
Men.
Why couldn't you fucking do that? After I told you, okay, let me go fix the fucking problem now.
As women always usually do. Like, we're problem solvers.
Yes.
We are. Do you like your job?
I actually really love my job. Like,
that's good. What do you feel your job has taught you?
I'm to be more active in the community, build better relationships with, like, our customers, even just... Like, I do a lot of events. I've met a lot of people. Like, we deal with Bella Strong. I don't know if you're, you know, about that.
Yes.
So, we deal a lot with them, too. So,
like... They have a foundation, right?
Yes, they do. Smiles from Heaven. So, before I came to the company, I really didn't know what that was about. And, like, when I go to, like, their events, like, dude, I've, like, try to hold my tears
back. Always so emotional,
yes,
I can bet.
Kids with cancer, like, why do they have to go through that? Like, it sucks. Yeah. But, like, I would have never known about that if I didn't work with this company. So just all the organizations that we deal with the veterans, with the city. Like, it's...
Events like these.
Yes.
That I feel like, in a way, it does bring the community together. Uh-huh. Maybe, like, people can see it, like, in a small portion because it's not... I mean, Laredo's a big... Laredo, people say it's a small city, but it has a lot of people in it.
It does.
It has a lot of people and a lot of different type of people. And just how Val was talking earlier today, there's a lot of people that leave Laredo and then come back and, like, want to change it.
Well, also, that was me. I left for college to Austin. I actually went to culinary school in Austin. And Laredo wheeled me back in. And I didn't want to come back and...
Here you are.
I am, yeah. 6 years later, I'm back.
6 years later, haven't left again.
Yeah. And I've been trying to leave it, but shit, man.
How does that make you feel? Do you feel like you're making a difference in Laredo? Do you feel like overwhelmed and just want to leave? Or
no. I love, like, the community, how it's very involved. Like, you go anywhere. Like, literally, I could go anywhere by myself and I'll bump into somebody.
Well, yeah, it's also a small town, so you just, like, know people all the, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a small town type of thing. Like, it's like, well, also I feel like everyone went to United
or Alexander. Everybody hangs out with everybody,
especially if we're at Nido.
Yeah,
like right now. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for being on today and for talking about your Mujeres Chingonas and for being a Mujer Chingona.
Thank you.
Big shout out to you guys. Do you want to plug anything?
No, not really.
Babe?
Yes, babe.
Just babe?
Babe, but like
we're repping babe today.
Yes, as you could tell.
Literally everything. That was your disco, outfit, okay. Babe. Thank you so much, Michelle, for being on. Another one of our guests. Do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Ollie's.
Literally.
Literally Ollie's.
So we have Ollie's Texas today at the event that you are one of the organizers, aren't you?
Yes, yes. I'm super pumped to be able to have the opportunity to work with one of my fellow Aries queens. Val is amazing. And
who's going to be on here too?
Yes. Eco Pal Val.
Eco Pal Val. Love.
Yes. Yeah. So she was like, let's do an event to, you know, uplift our women, our artists, our vendors, our businesswomen. And I was like, okay, let's do it. And it was sold. Honestly pretty limited, pretty like last minute, but we did it.
You guys did it.
It's been pretty fun. I feel
like you guys had a really good turnout. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I feel like you guys, I've been to like pop-up events before, maybe not here. Yeah. Just because I'm tired of doing this, dude. So, and we are recording video too. So you're right Ollie. There, sister. I don't know. I feel like you guys had a really nice turnout.
Thank you.
It was really cute. And I love the theme. Today is like disco theme.
Yeah.
So everyone committed. I feel like everyone committed. A lot of people are dressed very disco.
Yeah. Honestly, we had a lot of people like turn out with the super cute outfits.
Yes.
Which honestly, I love to dress up in like some sort of like extra thing because you know me. Well, like
she's extra.
I'm pretty extra. But yeah, so I'm really happy and excited. And also just like to have you also because I finally can like put a face to the voice.
I know everyone always tells me. I'm not gonna lie. Last week I went to. So last week I released an episode with a San Antonio local business that's called Beauty House. Mm-hmm. And I knew who she was and I had been wanting to have her on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But I went to a service because she's an esthetician. So I went to a service. I think I got like my eyebrows done or something like that. I mean, obviously you start a conversation like so she was like, how are you and whatever. And I started talking. And I was like, oh, I've been good and I've been blah, blah and like this and that. And she just stares at me and she's like, I've heard your voice before. And I was like, oh, she's like, you're the one for the podcast. And I was like, yeah, it's me. Like, I feel like people recognize my voice, but they don't know what my face looks like.
Yes,
like, it's just,
yes,
so
exactly.
I thought that was funny. So
like,
right now
you started
like,
talking to me, I was like, wait, I think I know who you are. And you were like,
I'm looking
Ollie's.
For Ollie's Texas.
She's I was like, oh, that's me. Ollie's. I'm pretty bad at like,
that's funny.
Kinda, like,
it happens to me too. Cause I was like, because you post so much about that. That's another thing that we have an episode pending.
Ooh.
I want to pick your brain
in
a more deeper way than just 10 minutes here
and a
rapid episode. But
you pick a girl.
I don't feel like I've ever like actually like seen your face like on the besides on like your little reels and stuff like that. So I walked in and I was like, fuck. I was like, who's Val
this chick?
And who is Ollie's Texas? So I was like, fuck, I'll make it happen. So I just saw you there and you were just kind of staring at me and I was like, hi.
Like, you look like you were looking for someone.
Yes,
so
I was
like,
looking for
someone. I need to help anyone that is looking lost.
I was lost.
Yes.
But yeah. How did the idea come to you about this event? Was it you or was it Val?
It was mostly Val, I will say. So we finished Sabadito Fest last month on February 26th.
Yes.
And after that, Val was like, dude, I really, like, our month is coming. Like, Women's History Month is coming. And she was
Women
like.
Women History Day.
Yeah, period.
International Women's Day was last week.
Yes, exactly.
This week.
Yeah. So, like, we were like, okay, we have to do something to do honor to all like all these women. And I was like, okay, let's do it. But she was like, she's like the type of person that like comes up with something and wants to put it into action. And I feel that I really do. But I was like, I have like chingos of things going on.
I know. You like, just got a new
I job. I just got a new job. And like I started, you know, with another client for my social media management business and like this and that. And I was just like, oh my God, how am I going to do it?
But I mean, you did it.
Aquí andamos she did it. Y no nos rendimos.
Period. So who makes you a chingona?
Oof.
Who's your inspiration? Let's do one. Because I feel like we can be here forever.
Uh-huh.
Let's do one. A person that inspires you to be a chingona.
A person that inspires me to be a chingona. So it's weird, right? But I've never really believed in like having a set hero, not because I don't love my mom or my dad or my grandma, right? But because I believe that we're all kind of imperfect, perfect in this world.
In our own ways.
Yes, exactly. And so I think that, like, honoring every single person or woman that has come into my life. Like, for example, obviously my mom is, like, a chingona in business. And I will tell you that, like, she knows how to handle it so well. My grandma was a chingona in her family in the sense that, like, she would be a caregiver and giving everything to everyone. My best friend, who's like a sister to me, is a chingona because she's gone through so many things in life that have made her into this amazing human being and soon to be lawyer. And I have like Val, I have like my cousin Jenny, who is a chingona in business in the coffee world.
Stop, Jenny is your cousin?
Yeah.
From Gloria's? I've been dying to have Jenny on the podcast.
Oh, she's in the trailer, girl.
Right now.
Yes, come get her. Yeah, and Gloria, which is our grandma, was also chingona because she literally raised like four really amazing people, right? And we're just fun and like in their mindset, I think. And so I take a lot of inspiration from all the chingonas that surround me, from the people that I meet continuously in our community that make this community the most beautiful one that I think, honestly. I left feeling like I wasn't really, understood or not really seeing my community. And now when I'm back, I'm like, wow, dude, like, I see it in a whole different perspective. And I fucking love my chingonas. That's from Laredo.
That's great.
I really do.
I feel like Laredo has grown so much ever since, because I'm not from Laredo. I'm not originally from Laredo. So I moved to Laredo in 2016. And when I moved here, I felt so small. I felt so, so small. And it was so weird. And it was just like, I hated it. I would cry every day wanting to go back home. Because I was I'm originally from Chicago, but then I lived in Monterrey for a very long time.
Those are
two huge cities.
Huge.
And then I come to Laredo. And I was like, my first Laredo experience was LCC. LCC, like, it's all, you know, high schoolers graduating and going into, like, you know, community college, or, well, at that time, community college, because now it's an actual college. Yeah. Everyone had their niche. Everyone had their own little grupitos. Everyone had their own little people.
Steph.
And then it was, like, me that I was just kind of like, hi, like, trying to talk to everyone, right? And it was just, they weren't rude or anything like that, but they weren't interested in adding anyone to their group, you know? So then now that I'm in, I feel like, another community, like, another, surrounded by, again, these powerful women that are trying to make a change and are trying to bring all of this, like, diversity to Laredo.
Yeah.
I feel so, like, inspired and just, I love it. Like, I feel so welcome, and I also am just, you know, completely just overwhelmed by the fact that, I mean, that I'm a part of it too, you know? Like, that Val was like, I would love for you to be here. And I was like,
yeah, stop. Honestly,
I'll go right now.
No, like, for real. And it's because that's something that has, I don't know if it was the pandemic, I don't know what it was, but a lot of that shift in mentality has happened, where, like, you know, like, why are we being so secluded and just, like, very exclusive about these little details that nada que ver? Why are we not just empowering and uplifting each other? Because at the end of the day, we're all one.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I really see it. And that's why I don't like to put myself that much in the blog, because to me, in, like, my page, it's more of uplifting my people and my community.
You.
Yeah. And, like, bringing that, like, power into their voice, because sometimes they're with that, with, like, mentality where, like, well, it's because a lot of people have said this and said that, and, like, I'm like, no,
and you block it off,
que te valga lo que whatever person, you know. And I used to not be like this.
Yes.
I've been super self-conscious about all those things, but like I said, I don't know what it was, the shift, I guess losing one of the most important people in my life, that you never know that, like, when it will be the last time that you can make an impact with your people.
I love that. And we're going to talk more about this on our episode.
Period.
There's just a small little preview.
Cositas chiquitas.
Right? But thank you so much, Ale, for being
thank
on this
you.
Small little episode that we're doing today here.
You made it
at
chill.
Bonitas Sin Limite.
Oh, my God. Dios mío.
I told you, it's not that bad. Everyone always sits down and they're always like, oh, my God, I'm so nervous. And I'm like, it's okay. We're having a conversation.
I always have it, like, in my mind. I'm like, it'd be so cool to talk about all these things, but it was finally, you made it happen.
There you go.
You made a reality.
Making dreams come true. Period. That's just my opinion podcast.
Thank you for okay. coming out, queen.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate you.
Thank
we
you for
work.
Inviting me. I know.
Of course.
I was only like an hour and a half late to a four-hour event, but we made it.
And that's on Women's History.
Right? You can get a little bit closer to
there you. There
you
go. And that's on Women's History Month.
There. Can you hear you
go.
Better?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, I do.
So I was talking to Ale. And she was talking about how amazing you are.
Aww,
and how you're a chingona and you're a bonita sin limite.
Thank you.
And I wanted you to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Who are you, Val?
Who is Val? A constant question I get asked. Well, you know, I made up of a bunch of other chingonas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's why it's hard for me to really be singular and put the spotlight on myself. Because
but you deserve it too. You forget
you.
That part.
I think
you
I have to learn to embrace that. And with folks like you giving me, you know, this platform to do so, I'm able to have those moments where I can reflect and really be like, wow, Val, you're that bitch.
You are.
Even though you don't think so sometimes.
You
and
are
it's
that
hard
bitch.
To feel that. You are. But it really is folks like you, you know,
you.
That I see you doing what you're doing and I admire it and I respect it. And it makes me feel empowered in whatever the fuck I'm doing. Can
period.
I say that?
Yes.
Okay.
You can beep. Swear and you can talk about dicks and pussies and all of the above.
By the way, that last episode was killer.
Right?
Love that. Love that. Yeah, hell yeah.
The fact that I was recording that episode while I was literally vagina out on a table just getting a Brazilian done, that was a very, like, that was a moment for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, that was, I probably had never been as exposed. Literally.
But that's what I'm saying. That's that kind of stuff that inspires me to continue to do the things that I'm doing.
And you're doing so amazing.
Thank
Tell me
you.
About this event that you just organized, Val.
Yeah, that was a very, you know, quick turnaround. I'll say
yes.
that. Jaime was really cool about letting us sort of host it here. We usually host things like this at Frontera, but I wanted a bigger space. I wanted to feature Cel and Michelle, which are other folks who inspire me, you know, and just what they do in their craft, in their charisma, in who they are, in the connections that they build, you know, through the bar, through themselves, all things that inspire me. And I just did the same thing with inviting the folks that are here. You.
Thank you.
Alex, who does ceramics, she is just a little young chingona. She's so young, and she's out here doing the thing, you know.
Doing
Tristan,
the damn thing.
Same fucking thing. The Yeehaw Candle besties. We got Caro. We got the Bead Garden girlies. All of these are people that inspire me to continue and to amplify and give them my platform, you know.
And where did this idea to do this event came to you from?
Again, it just goes back to the whole using my platform to elevate others. I think that's a big thing for me. And it goes back to that same conversation why it's so hard for me to spotlight myself is because I always want to put others on.
What are you?
What do you mean?
What are you? What's your zodiac sign?
I'm an Aries. Can you believe that?
That's funny.
I know, because I think some are like red flags, toxi, pelea.
Nombre.
But she's learned.
Most of my besties.
She's a refined Aries.
Most of my besties, my siblings, like some of them are Aries.
Yeah.
And I respect that. I love that. But
we're born leaders.
It's also a little hard for them to talk about themselves.
Yeah.
And I see that a lot in you.
Híjole, yeah.
But
we're
it's okay.
Roasted.
We learned. I was not from like the get-go. I was not used to talking to people and
yeah.
like interviewing them about like, no, I wasn't. Like you learn, you grow out of it. And whenever you want to do it, you get it done. And you got this event done. And I'm pretty sure that it wasn't from one day to another.
No.
And there was a lot of, you know, little stepping stones.
Definitely,
and a lot
definitely.
Of little rocks in the way. And
oh, for sure.
I just feel like you really need to be proud of what you've done here because
well,
you got
you.
A really, really great turnout.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, it just also comes with coming back from bigger cities like Houston and Austin and missing that. Missing this kind of camaraderie, missing this kind of community.
Yes.
And seeing that there's a need for it, a need and a want. You know, I want to go to places like this. I want to go to a space where there's like a dope ass bitch, you know, putting me on.
Yep.
And but genuinely, you know, not just because she wants to make money for the day or for their business, but genuinely cares about me and
yep.
what we're doing.
That
and that's
part.
Literally what we're doing here. You know, all these folks were either out of here at their kind heart or genuinely wanted to expose themselves. You know, this balloon backdrop by Chechis, she did that.
It's
she
beautiful.
Was just like, y'all can have that. Do with it what you will at the end. That's yours.
That's beautiful.
And, you know, she's another chingona who started her business and is out here doing the damn thing. And same thing, Ana Karen, too. You know, she's an artist. And we've had conversations at, like, Dosis or Glorias about things like this, about going from bigger cities to smaller cities and not feeling like there's a space.
and truly trailblazing that. Mm-hmm. And that is so fucking hard, especially in a city. I love Laredo.
But they're so close-minded sometimes.
The Hater Express, it comes through here a lot. There's a pit stop right here. A
couple of times a day.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the main hubs. So I think it's hard for people to sort of feel like there's a space for them or feel like, you know, somebody's truly putting them on genuinely.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people feel like there's always some type of, like, intention in the background. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe not a good intention.
Right.
And fighting through that is... It can be, you know, a reto. So, you know, hurts to you, sis.
Thank you.
You're doing great. You're killing it. You're a chingona, too. Do you want to talk about the chingonas that inspire you?
Yes. Well, like I've said, you know, all of the folks that I interact with daily, I work with a bunch of chingonas at Gloria's. You know, I think they help me amplify myself. And in turn, you know, I respect them, but they also teach me a lot about myself to the point that you're making right now. Like, learn to amplify yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that's so hard. I think it's because it's just you don't want to be that person that's like, yo, siempre yo.
But you know what's funny about that? Why don't you want to be that person?
I don't know. I think it's just because it comes from that space of.
It comes from a space where people want to put you down and they don't want you to feel entirely, what can you say, confident about what you're doing.
Maybe.
I don't want to mention the the patriarchy, but you know, are we going that way?
I guess so. For lack of blaming it on that, I think it's also just, I don't know.
You've been through all of these things and you've grown out from all of these things and you have overcome all of these things. I feel like you should give yourself credit.
Thank you.
And
thank
a lot you. Of people always assume that, oh, it's because you need to be humble. But why is it taken in a negative form?
The right, fact that part.
That I believe in myself and that the part. Fact that I know my worth and the fact that I know where I came from and I know what I'm capable of doing. Why do I have to be humbled down to make people around me feel more comfortable?
That part.
You see where I'm coming from?
No, definitely. So, I think that's a huge one. But I think, you know, the way that you're thinking, your mentality, not a lot of folks have that.
No.
Not a lot of folks have that. And that goes back to that, you know, Hater Express, where if they see that, it's a threat.
And you see, it's a that says threat. More of them than of me. But right. I don't want to get more into
but
that.
But navigating in a community where everybody thinks like that, you got to finesse it. You got to finesse it.
And I'm not perfect.
And I've made mistakes. And, you know, I meet the wrong person or I interact with the wrong person. But I guess that's just putting yourself out there. I think of this corny thing somebody told me. And it was like, when you constantly stand up, when you're that nail that sticks out, people are always going to want to bang you down. They're going to want to take you down. And whatever that means, whether that's you hating on me online or just not showing up to shit like this or having negative things to say about it, that's that part. So in this, you know, chapter of my life moving back to Laredo, I'm going on 3 years now, I've learned that. I think that that's why I was meant to come back here. I think it's a stepping stone for me and a chapter, a learning curve, I guess, as well, of how to overcome that, how to overcome the haterade, and how to overcome when you make mistakes and you have society
and you have
looking
to grow
at
and
you
change.
Expecting, you know, something, whether it's an apology or expecting you to be better or expecting you to transform or disappear. There's an expectation there. And yeah, you're right. Learning from that and really kind of coming back and continuing to blossom and be confident in the individual that I am. It's definitely where I'm at right now.
Well, you did amazing, sweetheart.
I appreciate you.
That's great. I love having you on. Thank you again for having us, having me, because it is my first, like, live event. I have never done anything similar to this.
Well, you're such a
natural.
I wouldn't even know.
Thank you. I love what I do, and I love to have people on that are so inspirational like you.
Thank you.
And I did not mean that to rhyme, but it did. Thank you, Val, for being here, and thank you for this event. We can't wait for more.
I appreciate it. I hope to do a lot more things like this. Like I said, it's just really women uplifting women. Honestly, people uplifting people in a city that just shows you that that's not the way and makes you feel like you can only be one. There can only be one podcaster. There can only be one chingona. There
that
can only
part.
Be one event planner. There can only be one, you know, climate activist.
That part.
So, no, there isn't. You know, there's cities that have 15 of them, 30 of them, and they work together.
And we all win.
And that truly is the way. I mean, look at this. we all win because everybody was excited. Shout out to my fucking mom, that. Frida Kahlo. Just bitches that have inspired me. Yes, yeah. You know, I
have a little Frida taza.
Frida is just a chingona in itself. I think she went through a lot of struggles, and I think she learned from that. And yep. Not all of them were perfect resolutions, and maybe not the choice that we would make, but she made them, and she did it, and she owned them, and I respect that.
Period.
A fuck ton.
So do you want to do a plug?
A plug.
Who do you want to plug? Any Instagrams?
Follow Laredo Sustainable. It's one of my, you know, passion projects. I'm huge. I'm a big, you know, earth girl. Always have been. As a native of earth, that is who I am. That is what I love. Laredo Sustainable is out here showing people about climate change and what that really means for the frontera. I think a lot of times environmentalism has been masked by, for lack of a better word, white people. And that's not it.
All them damn whiteies all the time.
Environmentalism comes from our people, from indigenous cultures, from people of color. That's who we are. And we forget that. We don't got to buy that bougie tumbler that's reusable. No, girl.
What?
What
do you mean?
We reuse the butter container. That's
us.
I don't have to
buy my stainless steel fucking popote and my fork and my spoon.
You don't need it. You don't need to buy the $35.99 sponsor thing. So it's just things like that. Laredo Sustainable is all about, you know, the cultura, about our culture, reminding everybody that this is who we are. This is who we come from. And yeah, join us. We do fun events like swap parties. We try to do plant swaps as well. And just education. Education about Latinos on the border and what climate change will look like for us in a few years.
Period. You better follow them, guys.
Thank you, Val. Thank you. Appreciate the time.
That's Just My Opinion podcast with your host, Marlene. I'll see you guys next week.